I could be perfect instead of incomplete. I could be so pure, so you better believe.
Jay Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. And if I sound a little odd this week, it's because, well, I just finished getting over a cold, so I still kind of sound a little stuffed up, but, you know, I sound a lot worse than I feel, that's for sure. Anyways, that was a band by the name of Brumkreisel Band, with a track called Gay Alive. That was the How Job remix, and that was a special request done by our program director, Chris. And actually, I do want to, before I continue on with the show, I do want to mention something. We got an email last week from somebody who listens to RSA and who heard the show, I believe it was on October the 13th, where, you know, I basically said, well, you know, Chris asked why I don't mention him anymore, and, well, you know, I can't make fun of him because he's a big flaming homo. And the person in question who emailed was gay and found it somewhat offensive what I said. And I guess I should, before I continue and, you know, actually get on with the show, I should explain the whole thing behind that. Well, number one, Chris actually is gay. And what I was saying in the show a few weeks ago is actually true, in that you can't really make fun of him for being a homo. Well, because he is one. And his whole opinion is that the whole thing is, you know, far too politically correct, and he doesn't give a damn what people call him as long as they smile when they say it. And he also went on to mention that I had called a soft sell song that Chris had recommended was too gay for the show. And Chris himself has noted that, well, you know, EBM basically comes from the evolution of disco, which was basically, you know, music for the gay subculture, which became more and more mainstream. And then, of course, Frontline Assembly, Front 242 came along and minimalized it and basically created the genre that we listen to today. But I think that people should remember, first and foremost, is that, I'm certainly not a phobe, and I'm very gay positive, and, you know, anything that's said here should be taken as tongue-in-cheek, because, well, quite frankly, I don't really take myself all that seriously anyhow. Anyways, with all that pontification aside, before that, you heard a band by the name of Rottersand from their new album Truth is Fanatic, and that was the title song, Truth is Fanatic. We started things off with, I guess, probably the last track I'm going to play from the latest rework disc. Last track, because you should be going out and buying it by now. And that was a track by the name of Perfect Day. Anyways, we're going to continue on with a couple of sets here that are basically takeoffs on the Project Pitchfork Absurd Mindset from last week. But there are a number of bands that sound a lot alike, and I thought that it was, you know, not bad so much as it's humorous. This is, we're going to start things off with this set with a band by the name of Covenant. Hey, have you guys heard of them? With a track called Luminal. We're going to follow it up with another song by another band that is eerily reminiscent and actually quite new. Anyways, this is Covenant with Luminal. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
I try to rise in pride, oh,
Clan of Zymox from their album, I guess it's a new album, by the name of Farewell. And if you listen to the, I guess the first half of that song, I would almost go so far as to call it a blatant ripoff of Lumnal, because not only are the sounds and the samples pretty much identical, but the I guess the way that he sings it is exactly the same. Of course, then the song kind of branches out into the more guitarish goth that Zymox is known for, but the first little bit is like, wow, you know, you can't help but go, Jesus Murphy, that's close. But that's probably one of the more blatant examples that I've ever come across. Most of the time, you know, you get influenced by a band, and I don't know, subconsciously you wind up making the same sort of music, not identical, but sort of. And this is another, I guess, shall we say, example of that. I'm going to continue on with some stuff that, well, we haven't played this particular mix before. This is from the new Suicide Commando disc, Axis of Evil. And this is Face of Death. This is the album version. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. covers a band that's very reminiscent of Suicide Commando. I know that I've mentioned it a couple of times here already. That was Tactical Sect with a track called Exfixation, and that was the SITD remix. The fact that it was a remix is, well, I don't know, it kind of detracts from the whole sameness a little bit. But, you know, it's not one of those things where I'm saying the Tactical Sect is a complete ripoff or anything like that. But the sound is very reminiscent. I've also heard that actually they've played shows together in Europe, so I don't know. That personally, to me, that wouldn't really work, because it would be like listening to the same band for, I don't know, an hour and a half or however long two bands normally play these days. Anyways, we're going to end off the show this week with a band that I've played here a number of times before. They're more in the ambient sort of, I guess, ambient experimental whatever sort of vein. I enjoy it. It's Mulata Fronta with a track called Contrast, and that's, again, another new disc out from Parametric Records. They sent me their three-disc compilation, QFG, and I've only listened to, like, one disc of it so far. This is one of the things with that sort of music, is it kind of burn out on it really quick, so I can only listen to it in small doses. But we should have some more stuff in the coming weeks for you. Anyways, this is Mulata Fronta with Contrast. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.